This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition decides to move forward forging an alliance in the upcoming federal and provincial elections. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khatka visiting China on August 9th to 11th. And Thailand nightclub fire kills at least 13 and injures dozens. Now, the news in detail. The ruling five-party alliance has decided to contest the upcoming November 20th parliamentary and provincial elections on the basis of understanding and coordination. Minister of Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, who is also the spokesperson of the government, informed that the alliance meeting held today at the Prime Minister's residence, Balwatar, decided to coordinate the election between the alliances. Spokesperson and Communications Minister Karki also informed that a task force will be formed soon for election coordination. In a meeting chaired by the Prime Minister and Chairman of Nepali Congress, Sher Bahadur Deoba, Chairman of Maoist Centre, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist, Madhav Kumar Nepal, Chairman of Janata Samajwadi Party, Upendra Yadav, and Chairperson of Rashtriya Janamorcha, Durga Paudel, agreed to proceed with the election coordination. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khatka is visiting China from 9th to 11th August 2022. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in a press release today that the Foreign Affairs Minister is visiting China at the invitation of State Councillor and Minister of Foreign Affairs of the People's Republic of China, Mr. Wang Yi. The two ministers will hold delegation-level bilateral talks, leading their respective delegations on 10th of August 2022 in Qingdao, China. State Councillor and Minister of Foreign Affairs of China, Wang, will host a banquet in honour of Minister Khatka and the members of the delegation. Minister Khatka is scheduled to return to Kathmandu on 11th of August 2022. The Beni Jomsom road section along the Kali-Gandaki corridor, which had remained closed for 3 days, has come into operation from last evening. Supervisor of Beni Jomsom road section Indra Singh Sherchan said with the resumption of vehicular movement, the vehicles have moved to their destinations. The road section was obstructed from Monday after the landslide at Kabrevir caused by the torrential rain. Likewise, the road near Ghopte Odar of the same site along the border of Magdi and Mustang districts had collapsed after further disruption to the vehicular movement. During the monsoon season, the Magdi section of the highway is at risk of frequent disruptions. 6 families have been displaced due to landslide that occurred at different places of Malika Rural Municipality 4 in the Magdi district. Police said that 5 houses at Chipchipe village and 1 in Mahavir are displaced after the landslides. Rural Municipal Executive Member Dal Bahadur Khadka Thoki said those displaced ones have been shifted to the safe zone. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast rain is likely to take place across the country today, while thunder and lightning could take place in some places. The division said there is a chance of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in many parts of the country due to an active monsoon system. Likewise, heavy rain is likely to occur in 1 or 2 places in the Sudhir Paschim province. However, the division said there will be light rainfall in the coming 2 to 3 days due to a weak monsoon system as the low pressure line of the monsoon has moved south from its normal position. At present, there is a partial to moderate rain in a few places in Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while the rainfall is light to moderate in province number 1 and Sudhir Paschim province. During the night, it will be normal to partly cloudy in some parts of the country and partial to normal rain in province number 1 and Madhes province. Furthermore, there will be light to partial rain with thunder and lightning in a few places across the country and heavy rain in 1 or 2 places in Bagmati and Gandaki provinces tomorrow. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 13 people were killed and 35 injured when a fire broke out at a nightclub in Thailand's eastern Chonburi province early today. Police said the cause of the fire is still unknown and all victims so far have been identified as Thai nationals. Police said the fire broke out at 1 a.m. local time today at the Mountain B night spot in the Sattahip district. Rescuers say flammable material on the walls may have intensified the blaze. This is not the first time a fire has broke down in a Thai nightclub. In 2009, more than 60 people died in Bangkok after a fire broke out at a nightclub in the early hours of New Year's Day. China has resumed its largest ever military exercises in the waters around the self-ruled island of Taiwan. Taiwan's defense ministry said numerous warships and fighter aircraft had crossed the Taiwan Strait's median line. The exercises included firing ballistic missiles and deploying fighter jets following the visit of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the Democratic Island, which Beijing claims as its own. Taiwan's defense ministry said that multiple Chinese warships and warplanes had conducted exercises in the Taiwan Strait, crossing the median line of the waterway that separates China and Taiwan. Japan launched a diplomatic protest after announcing that 5 of 9 missiles fired towards its territory had landed in its exclusive economic zone. The U.S. has formal diplomatic relations with Beijing but follows a policy of strategic ambiguity on Taiwan. Beijing has not ruled out the use of force to take control of Taiwan. Likewise, airlines in Asia have cancelled or rerouted numerous flights to avoid military exercises China is carrying out around Taiwan. The move comes after Beijing calls on carriers to avoid 6 danger zones where People's Liberation Army is conducting drills aimed at upholding sovereignty and territorial integrity. South Korea's Korean Air cancelled all flights to Taiwan today and tomorrow. Singapore Airlines said they had cancelled all 4 flights between Singapore and Taipei scheduled for today and would monitor the situation for further changes. Japan's ANA and Japan Airlines have continued to operate all flights as scheduled but have adjusted the route on flights to Taipei, Hong Kong and Southeast Asia to avoid the affected airspace. China is carrying out its biggest ever military exercises in the Taiwan Strait until Sunday, firing ballistic missiles and deploying dozens of fighter jets and warships in 6 areas near the island. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling coalition decides to move forward forging an alliance in the upcoming federal and provincial elections. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khatka visiting China on 9th of August to 11th of August. And Thailand nightclub fire kills at least 13 and injures dozens. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online and on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.